blessings he has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continue showering his blessings on us and enable us to render thanks and gratitude for all the blessings, those we know and those we don't know. Alhamdulillah, from among the blessings of Allah Ta'ala is this, that as believers, he continuously affords us the opportunity to revive, rejuvenate our iman. He continuously affords us the opportunity to reconnect and strengthen our link and our connection with him through various stages and days and weeks and months of the year, alhamdulillah. We are all the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We submit ourselves. But being human beings, we are at all times vulnerable to the fact that our connection gets weak with Allah ta'ala. We are vulnerable to the fact that we are overcome very often by such things that create a distance and a gap between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when these opportunities come upon us, then alhamdulillah, we once more reconnect, we once more become conscious. So whether it is the month of Ramadan or any other day, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these opportunities. Other deens don't have this. They have a little ritual there and a ritual there and a ritual there, and it's over and done. When the ritual is over, it's over. But with the deen, the minute we become more charged up with our iman, the more conscious we become about our duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when whatever practice or deed has been given to us, when we over with it, we don't say it's over and done with, we now become more conscious of what more can I do and how can I remain connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should be the spirit. We are now in the days of Dhul Hijjah, alhamdulillah, about tomorrow or so, the first of the 10 days are going to start. In other words, the months of Hajj have started, and after the months, or once the month of Dhul Qa'dah comes, we are faced with some very, very virtuous and very significant days. So significant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our attention in the Quran al-Kareem by revealing some verses in the most beautiful and in the most unique way. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, he says, wal fajr, wa layalin ashr, wa shaf'i wal watr, wal layli idha yasr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes five oaths, or oaths on five different things. What are these five things? According to all the commentators and scholars of the deen, these five things are all found in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the month that is now on our doorstep, the days of Hajj as we know them. And these five things have been mentioned with such importance and greatness that Allah has taken an oath on them. Now, when Allah takes an oath, Allah does not have to take an oath. I have to take an oath because somebody is not going to believe me. Somebody else has to take an oath because people are not going to believe him. Allah Ta'ala does not have to take an oath. When Allah has said something, it is the truth. It is absolute. It is without doubt because it is Allah who is saying it. And who can be more truthful than Allah in speech? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah says, who can be more truthful than him? So therefore, my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only brings the importance of this, but he does it in a unique way. He takes an oath. And when an oath is taken on something, it automatically increases the importance of it. It draws the attention of the person towards what is being said here. So Allah takes an oath. Wal fajr. Allah takes an oath. He says, by the dawn. An oath on dawn. Or as you and I know it, as the time of Fajr. So the commentators have gone on two different routes here. We can't go into the details, but some say that it refers to every dawn. Every morning, that time of Fajr is so, so, so important that Allah Ta'ala has drawn our attention to it. So we don't carry on sleeping till after the sun has risen. We get up and we use that barakah time, first making the Fajr Salah, and thereafter taking from the barakat and the special blessings of Allah Ta'ala that comes at that time, which do not come at any other time. So very unfortunate is that person who doesn't even bother of getting up or giving any importance to the time of Fajr. Some have specifically mentioned that oath to refer to the time of Fajr throughout the year. Others have said, no, well, Fajr means the morning and the dawn of a specific day. And they say it is the day on which is the day of Yawm al-Adha, the day of Eid. That is a very, very great day in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to know that we do not allow that day and that particular morning to go in any way without any ibadat and without any consciousness. So that is why our attention has been drawn. The second thing is walayalin ashr. Allah takes an oath on the 10 nights. The commentators are unanimous that the 10 nights refers to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that are coming. And Allah has made mention of the night because we know in Islam, the night comes first and then the day comes. And besides, we find a lot of significance mentioned to staying up at night and so forth, ibadat and that things. So we find that that's why night has been mentioned. Automatically, day is included in there. So that is why the second oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of. Not only the nights, but even the days. So we mustn't think that the days we can mess around and at night we'll be about serious. No, it has to be the entire period of 10 days where we are consciously connected to Allah and improving ourselves. We'll come to that just now. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. And Allah takes another two oaths on even numbers. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ means odd. Again, the commentators have said Allah is talking about His Qudrat and His power, generally, about His oneness when He speaks about the odd number. And when He speaks about the even number, then He's talking about the male and the female that Allah has created and the concept of opposites, day and night and whatever else it might be. There's an entire discussion on that. But coming to the specific commentary on what does even and odd mean in context and reference to these 10 days, it refers to the 9th and the 10th. The 9th and the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. 9th meaning the day of Arafat, and the 10th, obviously, the day of Eid, which is an even number, and 9 is an odd number. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرُ. And Allah takes an oath, and the 5th thing, on the night when it departs. Again, two commentaries or two views. The one is a general one, that when the night is departing, at that particular moment, there's a lot of goodness in there, in the sense that it's the time of tahajjud. Or it could also mean goodness in the sense that night is very often associated with evil. People, they carry out evil and sins in the dark and the cover of darkness. And even these people who do all the sihr and whatever other witchcraft, they do it at night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made, you know, reference of the night in Surah Falaq, where the night is now going away. So Allah speaks about that here. That's a very important time. Allah takes an oath there. And then Allah subhanahu, oh, it could also mean a specific night. Which night is it? Again, it could be the night of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah coming onto the 10th. Nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, there is unanimity amongst the scholars that all 5 oaths here that have been taken are in relation to the first 10 nights and first 10 days and the period of Dhul Hijjah. Very, very great days. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question, هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ. In these oaths that have been taken, qasam, these oaths that have been taken, لِذِي حِجْر, is there some proof of the greatness of this? In other words, Allah is saying, there is a great amount of significance for the people that are intelligent if you look at the way the oath has been taken. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our attention. So we have taken an oath, Allah says, because we want the intelligent person to know that these are not ordinary days. These are days that are significant. Now, my respected friends and brothers, when we speak about the significance of these days, one is they are very great just by virtue of the fact that Allah has taken an oath upon them. Then we look at a second thing. These days are actually eternally great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of the days of Hajj in a very beautiful way. Established days, that means al-Hajj wa ashhurum ma'lumat. The days of Hajj, the months of Hajj are known. That being the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are eternally great. These are those days that fall in the days of also known as the Ashurul Hurum, the forbidden months, or the prohibited months, or the sacred months. It falls in these particular days. Also, my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention about these days being the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll look at some ahadith that any deeds that are done in these days, how beloved they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, with regard to the day of Arafat, which is undoubtedly the greatest day. It is the most superior day. It is a very, very significant day for not only the people that are in Arafat, but for the Ummah at large. Nowhere in the world historically has it ever been seen that there is such a gathering of so many people in one place, and that is in Arafat. And so many people in different ways and cultures and languages and colors and creeds and words and du'as, all turning to the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose that day to be in these particular days. That is the 10 days. Then also, Allah chose the day of Eid, the Eid al-Adha, the commemoration of the most beautiful act of His most and close beloved Nabi, Khalilullah Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that also in these days. So therefore, when these days are mentioned, they're not just ordinary days. And our attention has to be drawn in a very special way. And that is that Allah has taken a qasam and an oath. Now we come to the ahadith. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says that there is no deed that a person commits or performs, any good deed that is more beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than those deeds that are performed in these days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Any deed that is performed, it is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba, they had something in their mind, you know, they had a great respect and a great value for this action of jihad. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even jihad, in other words, the actions are even more beloved than jihad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, except if a person goes in jihad and he takes his wealth and his life and he does not return. In other words, if he returns but his wealth is all spent out, or he does not return, his wealth and his life are both taken, then that action is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But besides that, any action that a person performs in these days is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first hadith. And here we are supposed to now ask ourselves that when these 10 days come, apart from the additional actions that we have been exhorted and encouraged to do, any other action that we are doing, let us consciously be aware. I greeted somebody, I smiled to somebody, I gave sadaqah, even if it's a small amount, even if it's a greater deed, like I performed salah or whatever it might be. That deed is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of the fact it was performed in these 10 days. So therefore, these 10 days, they shine, they stand out, and they hold a special, special virtue, my respected friends and brothers. It's not some ordinary days that are being mentioned here. Then there's another hadith also on that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ma min ayyamin." There are no other days, ahabba ilallah, that are more beloved to Allah, that He be worshipped in them, apart from these 10 days. That means these are the 10 days. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave the value. We like to know value, everything, how much, you know, how heavy, how many carats of gold, whatever. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you can only understand the value of these days in this manner, that the fast of each day, ya'dilu sa'imu kulla yawmin minha, that a person fasting in this day, the fast is equal to 1 year of fast, each day of the 10 days. Now we've got the value of it. You know, we want to evaluate things sometimes in rand sense or in ever. So Allah said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every day's fast in these 10 days is equal to the fast of an entire year. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقِيَامُ كُلَّ لَيْلَةِ مِنْهَا بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلَةِ الْقَدَرِ, that if you stand up and make ibadat, the value of the ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr. So if in Ramadan we stood up and we look for Laylatul Qadr and we hit it, as we say, got it one night, subhanallah. But in these 10 nights, guaranteed, every night, whatever ibadat we are capable of doing, my respected friends and brothers, we get the thawab of Laylatul Qadr every night. Now, how much more greater can that be? And that is why we find, because of this, that is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has brought to our attention, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attracted our attention by taking an oath. So it's not just some ordinary days. And that being the case, we now have to very seriously make every effort. Now, a question might come that, you know, we were told Ramadan, the rewards are so great. That one hadith we always hear on the starting of Ramadan, that the reward of deeds is multiplied. The reward of deeds is multiplied. A faraz is equal to 70 faraz. And one nafil is equal to a faraz. So there again we are given evaluation, you see, how the value of deeds is increased. So it makes us enthusiastic and desirous to do deeds in Ramadan. Whatever we can do, we look at it. I'm going to do this multiplied by 70. I'm going to do this equal to a faraz. So now here the hadith is saying, most beloved to Allah. So that is a different way of evaluation. It is not said that those deeds are not beloved. They are also beloved. But here there isn't any number mentioned in terms of evaluation. How much is the value increased? But the value has been mentioned by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being attached to it. Now, how great must that be? Allah does not love any deeds as much as He loves the deeds that are performed in these 10 days. And when Allah loves those deeds, then obviously He knows what reward He is going to give, which He didn't even tell us because our minds are unable to comprehend and compute the extent of that particular reward. So in case that question comes in the mind of somebody, then he doesn't have to worry about that. He says, it's so indeed beloved by Allah, and He will give me whatever reward He wants to give me. So now, my respected friends and brothers, we come to the other part, that apart from the fasting and apart from standing up of the night, which we have been told here, we know those people who are fortunate at this point in time to be in Makkah Mukarramah, getting ready for the days of Hajj. Besides that, we also have been told with regard to Qurbani, inshallah, next week we will have a talk on the importance of that aspect of our deen, that is slaughtering. Also earmarked for this particular period. But all these things are indicative of how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The coming down of mercy, you know, we say when Ramadan comes, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down in torrents. It's a month of mercy. These 10 days are also a special way in which the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming down. And wherever and in whichever way we are able, we should not let the opportunity go that we do some or other good deeds and let that deed be beloved to Allah. Now, if Allah loves a deed, the value of it goes up. And Allah will hate the person who did the deed. No. The love of Allah upon that servant also becomes very, very great. Allah will love us as well as He will love our deed. And what more greater feeling can there be in the heart of a person that my Allah loves me? That my Allah loves me. Everyone feels, you know, I am liked by somebody. That person speaks of me very highly. That person loves me. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, the days are about to dawn on us, depending on the sighting of the moon. And based on that, inshallah, let us then give our all and give it sincere as well as serious attention. We do not let these days go by, but we increase every good deed that we can. And with this hadith in mind, that I am beloved to Allah. Allah loves my deeds. My deeds are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at nights also, wherever we can stand up and make some extra ibadat, whatever it might be, whatever we have the ability, let us do it. Every night we are guaranteed the equal reward of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله.